KSL News Time 4:39, and let's take a look at your afternoon drive. Ricky Meese?
Well, so far we have not received word that UHP is near opening the 21st South Freeway. The closure remains in place eastbound on SR 201 and on SR 202 at 102nd West, where we've had that earlier fatal accident. Now, for those who are traveling southbound I-15, expect delays. Add an extra 5 to 10 minutes to your normal KSL travel times. Southbound I-15 from downtown to 90th South. Northbound I-15 seeing spots of slowing from Draper through Murray. Lynn Thomas?
Traffic Trooper on the way to Tooele reporting an accident in the intersection of SR 36 and SR 138 in Stansbury. That's Mills Junction. It's in the left turn lane. The 215 West Belt driving southbound getting slower from California to Parkway Boulevard. 5600 West is a tight drive from I-80 to Kearns. And looks like we got some driving over the Point of the Mountain slowing now. SR 92 down to Thanksgiving Point. Mark?
Well, we've got at least an hour and a half of delays so far this afternoon in Davis County northbound I-15, and it all started much earlier, beginning of the rush hour, right about Church Street northbound I-15 in Lake, where we had some gravel spill out into the roadway. Now crews still on the scene, like one more unit is on the scene to clean that up, but you've had to deal with some very heavy traffic from about emergency traffic delays back at Parrish Lane. As a result, Highway 89 delays up at Fruit Heights, and we already have long delays up out of South Salt Lake through downtown and up past the North Interchange as well. Salt Lake Gaming Con, June 2nd through 4th at Southtown Expo Center, featuring Microsoft PlayStation tournaments, demos, celebrities, and cosplay. Get tickets now at saltlakegamingcon.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.